RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Tuesday morning, and I thought we'd bring Tim Wilms back, even though officially last week it was his last full report, the Wilms report from the Unshackled.net in Melbourne. We agreed that he might pop back in before we're done, which is tomorrow, to update us on a few things. And first up, Moira Deeming, John Pesciuto case. Tim, you're back with us. What's the latest with that?
Well, I'm bringing your audience good news in the lead up to Christmas. So Moira Deeming had a comprehensive win in her defamation case against John Pesciuto with Federal Court Justice David O'Callaghan awarding her $300,000 in damages, and found that John Pesciuto defamed her on five separate occasions in a radio interview, a TV interview at one of his press conferences, in the Liberal Parliamentary Party Room expulsion motion, and the error-filled dossier, which, of course, also defamed Kelly J. Keene, who... It was the Melbourne leg of her tour, and also one of the other organisers, Angie Jones, accusing them of having far-right associations, which they didn't have. And so of each of the five defamatory statements, it was either that Pesciuto said that she was associated with people who had far-right extreme or neo-Nazi sympathies, and so therefore was unfit to be a member of the Liberal parliamentary room. So it's a comprehensive victory, completely vindicated from the defamation. And it's not just a precedent that obviously clears her name, but for all of us who have been defamed, accused of being far-right neo-Nazis. I was called a neo-Nazi covering the last Women Will Speak event in Melbourne a couple of months ago. The only Nazis who were there that day, way back on 18th of March 2023, were the Nazis who were on the steps of the Victorian Parliament doing the Nazi salute. The only Nazis are those who identify as Nazis.
Yeah, I wonder what happens to John Pesciuto now, because that's a severe hit on reputation, everything.
Yes, so it's not just the $300,000 in damages. Of course, defamation trials are not cheap, and so he's looking at a legal bill of around about $2 million. So he will be probably as bankrupt as the state of Victoria. We had yesterday the Treasurer, Tim Pallas, Uncle Fester, bail, resign from Parliament. So Pesciuto should follow him at the door. But amazingly, he looks like he will survive to the new year. He's still got some of his nine lives. So on the day of the judgment, he got up mid-afternoon in front of the Liberal Party branding. Like, it was not a big deal that he had been found to have defamed a parliamentary colleague. He said that the judgment said that he didn't lie during his four-day cross-examination.
Well, what does he want, a freaking medal for that or something?
Yeah, but Justice O'Callaghan said that the four-day cross-examination was due in considerable part to his inability or refusal to give simple answers to simple enough questions. I'm able to conclude that he gave dishonest evidence, as infuriatingly unresponsive as much of his evidence was, and that the judge made the observation that we all did, that John Pesciuto was motivated to expel Moira Deeming because of what Dan Andrews was saying after the Let Women Speak rally. So, which of course that was why John Pesciuto panicked and decided that he would, well, it was X was Twitter back then, so it's like, oh, all of these accounts are saying these things. Oh, I've got to make sure that I'm going to please these people who are never going to vote for me anyway. So
what a loser. What a complete classic loser.
There was a good cartoon in the Herald Sun the next day by Mark Knight, who had the scales of justice chopping his head off and saying, it's just a flesh wound.
You know, yeah, right. It's an
Black
old Monty.
Knight, of Monty Python. But Victorian Liberal parliamentary room, as things stands, are going to stick with the dismembered Black Knight. Sam Groth, the ex-tennis player, who's now a Liberal MP, he resigned on Friday, I guess, trying to score an ace against John Pesciuto, but it turned into a bit of a fault, resigning from the front bench, saying, I've always acted with integrity. He's acted in his self-interest. He came back from holidays to expel Moira Deeming. So it seemed to have fizzled out. Nobody else resigned from the front bench. And one of John Pesciuto's backers, former Liberal leader Matthew Guy, lost two elections to Dan Andrews, said that critics of John Pesciuto's leadership should shut up. And former Victorian Liberal Premier Jeff Kennett, who helped bankroll John Pesciuto's defamation case, said, oh, let's pass the hat around again so he doesn't have to face bankruptcy and can continue as leader.
Wow, not just him as a loser, they're all losers, aren't they? All right, what about Damien Richardson?
Well, the National Workers Alliance event, so it was going to be held last Friday the 13th at the Polish Club, but they succumbed to the pressure. Apparently there was international diplomatic pressure from the Polish embassy and the US, because Poland now has a globalist government under Prime Minister Donald Tusk. So they pulled the pin, but another venue was secured, which I was able to attend peacefully, as was everybody else. So there, even though it was kept quite under wraps, there were still 15 Antifa counter-protesters, but they were moved on by the time there was the intermission between the speeches from the National Workers Alliance founder, Matt Sheehy, who's of Irish descent, played some Irish music in the intermission. So they'd already moved on. Now, I'm not going to reveal the venue so that the business venue doesn't receive any type of threats. But I did notice, even though they knew the venue, these Antifa people, they didn't publish it online. So that seems that the newly passed anti-doxing laws are working to our advantage. So I've changed my law. These laws, changed my mind. These laws are fantastic.
It's okay when it's working their way. Yeah, all right.
Yes, but Damien told us that he has been charged on summons with performing the Nazi salute at the previous National Workers Alliance event back in September, where he was simply raising his arm to say, if I raise my arm like this now, is that illegal now? Well, they've decided that to charge him. It's not going to make the Jewish community feel any safer if... obviously, Victoria Police want to charge him to make an example of him because he's a well-known actor, but is clearly not a neo-Nazi like the first man convicted of performing the Nazi salute, Jacob Hirschner, who said Hail Hitler when he raised his arm.
Yeah, look, you know, last time I looked, my arm belongs to me, and as long as it's not hurting anyone else physically, I don't care what you think about what's happening with my arm. It's my arm.
Well, there was a 68-year-old man who was arrested and refused bail on Friday night after being arrested and charged in a Sydney pub for allegedly performing the Nazi salute. So it seems like that he was probably intoxicated.
But that doesn't matter. It's his arm.
Exactly. And I think it would have been a whole lot worse if he had raised his arm and formed a fist and punched somebody, not just
in
the air.
Well, that's a completely different matter. But, okay, so you're not actually allowed to have control over your own body parts now. That's what that really says,
Yeah, and I doubt that, well, they're still at large. The three suspects who are alleged to have arson firebombed a bus Israeli synagogue in Melbourne. It's called it was called a likely terrorist attack.
It wasn't a false flag, was it? I mean, you got to ask these days.
That's actually what Marine Faruqi, her chief of staff, actually alleged on social media and was reprimanded for that.
Well, I mean, you're allowed, you know, it's happened before. I'm not saying that this is the case, but, you know, look what it's...
And there was also some anti-Semitic graffiti and property damage in Wallara in Sydney's eastern suburbs, where a lot of Jewish people live, on Wednesday morning, where F Israel was written on a wall. Israel was spelt wrong. And okay. There was a car set afire, but according to the New South Wales Police, it was the car that the alleged vandals had got there with. And if they torched the car when they got there, how did they get back unless there was a getaway car?
On, I don't know, at one of those tandem bicycles, you know, for four or something. They'll be on CCTV all over the place anyway, won't they?
We had in the aftermath of the synagogue attack in Melbourne, there was a rabbi here in Melbourne who said we need a COVID-like response to anti-Semitism. And former federal Liberal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg said we're in a pandemic of anti-Semitism, and the Victorian government is looking at some more laws give Victoria Police the power to break up protests which are deemed to descend into religious hatred. The power.
How do they know what religious hatred is?
I know.
How would some dumb police officer, and I've seen a lot of them from the COVID enforcement in Australia, just like ours, they're not very bright. They don't know anything.
And also, they want to ban face coverings at rallies. Oh. So remember that it was illegal to not wear face coverings during COVID if you were going to leave the house. So,
oh dear, that's crazy. All right, I'm just up against time to finish off. People are celebrating here Dr. William Bay's win against
another
the medical tyrannists.
Comprehensive win for, you would say, our side, if you want to say that.
Dr. William Bay, I'd say that.
He had his medical license suspended by APRA in 2022. So that's the medical licensing regulatory body. This was because over two Facebook videos he'd participated in where he talked about the harm of the COVID vaccines, and also when he confronted the Chief Medical Officer of Australia and now interim head of Australia's CDC at a medical conference, Paul Kelly.
Yep.
Which went viral on Time, called him a liar.
Yeah, he got up and it was very awkward, wasn't it?
And accused him of gaslighting. So in the Supreme Court of Queensland, Justice Thomas Bradley concluded that the medical board's regulatory role did not include protection of government and regulatory agencies from a political criticism. So
right. So he can talk now, and every other doctor can talk.
And we can actually go and see him ourselves if we want him to be our GP. He was never accused of any sort of misconduct against a patient, which should be the only consideration if somebody is a fit and proper person to be a medical practitioner.
Oh, the baddies are going down, and I'm loving it. Okay, good to get that quick update from you, Tim. Again, have a great Christmas, New Year. We'll talk again in 25.
Yes, we will. Merry Christmas. And also in January, the launch of Australia Month as well, because, we've already won the war on Christmas. Now we're on the victory offensive when it comes to Australia Day.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas.
From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.